Page 9 Press presents The Unseen Heir, Legends of Abrea, Book 2. Written by Kenley Davidson. Narrated by Vanessa Moyen. Prologue. The King of Garamore stood alone atop the tower, allowing the moody autumn wind to ruffle the ends of his hair and comb its rain-kissed fingers through the gray strands of his beard. The sky was dark, the weather damp and dreary, but he scarcely noticed, even when a chill began to seep in through the folds of his robes. He was too busy searching, plumbing the depths of his mind and his magic for any trace of the one they called the Raven, his most trusted lieutenant, and the linchpin of his plans, his most successful experiment, and his most valuable asset. But the longer he searched, the more apparent it became that something had gone strangely, terribly wrong. His raven was gone. It was possible that the creature had simply gone beyond the reach of the king's ability to perceive their link, but the king doubted it. The dark, heavy kernel of turmoil that was the raven's mind had not simply faded. It had vanished. But how? The mask had been the culminating work of generations of metalsmiths, steeped in dark magic and keyed to a single mind. No one in Garamore should have been able to remove it, and most certainly not the Raven himself. The answer, he knew beyond a doubt, lay with the girl, the princess from Farhal whose person and character had been most appallingly misrepresented. He would have to consider how to make Soren of Farhal pay for his omissions, at length and with great inventiveness. No, the princess had not been at all what he expected. She had not only failed to be suitably overwhelmed by the splendors of Garamore, she had also refused to be intimidated by deliberate isolation. If anything, once her ladies, maids, and guards had been removed, she'd grown into a far more formidable opponent. And once, when she'd thrown his words back in his face, he'd even thought for a moment that something about her defiance seemed familiar. But that was a thought for another day. As the king looked out over the now familiar landscape of his kingdom and calculated the changing odds of his success, he knew they were not as encouraging as they had once been. The raven had been his secret weapon, his insurance, and his peace of mind. There had been little need to spend his energies on internal security when everyone knew a remorseless assassin might be lurking around the next corner. So, he would need to make some changes, alter the trajectory of his plans, and he would need to remind everyone of the consequences of defiance. The queen would be a simple
Sample complete. Ready to continue?